Republicans hold a 99-51 edge in the Texas House. That's enough for them to pass almost anything without needing support from Democrats. And it's an edge that many in the GOP, including Houston State Senator Dan Patrick, feel came with a specific mandate to pass conservative legislative priorities.
Obviously, there are more votes on the conservative side of the ledger. And so issues, particularly dealing with immigration, may finally move forward.
Patrick says the House should also easily pass long-stalled bills requiring a picture ID to vote and even making redistricting go more smoothly. Sure, those debates will still be highly partisan and contentious, but with only 51 votes, there's only so much Democrats can do. But that's the House. The rules in the Texas Senate still require two-thirds of its members to agree on a bill before it can be brought up for a vote. That's 21 senators. There are only 19 Republicans in the Senate. So Democrats could, if they wanted to, block every Republican bill. Senator Patrick says voters aren't going to accept the two-thirds rule as an excuse for a failed Republican agenda.
I don't think the Senate should be or can be in a position to say the overwhelming majority of Texans voted for conservative Republicans, and we're going to let 12 Democrats block everything that the people want.
He wants to change the rule to 60%. That would drop the votes to 18. And he only needs 16 votes to change the rule when the Senate convenes in January. He says he's got about 6 or 7, but he's still working the room. Mark Jones is chair of the Department of Political Science at Rice University. He thinks a change to the two-thirds rule could be short-sighted, because it could allow ultra-conservative bills to become law, laws that could hurt the GOP at the ballot box in the future.
I think he's interested far more on this session and getting the numbers that are will allow him to do what he wanted to do this session. I don't think he's thinking in terms of the long term, in particular because it's pretty clear he doesn't think in terms of the long-term health of the Republican Party when he sort of supports some of the very anti-immigrant type legislation.
The Senate took a small step towards Patrick's new rule at the beginning of the 2009 session. That's when Republicans voted to exempt a controversial voter ID bill from the rule. The bill passed the Senate, only to die in the Texas House when Democrats blocked it with a multi-day filibuster. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.